What is it about Miami that always seems to give you guys trouble?
I don't know, man. It's just they have a knack for knowing what we're going to do, putting us in awkward situations on the field and us not executing. Whatever it is, they know something we don't, you know. And our main focus is to go out there and try to expose them this time, but they've exposed us a couple of times in a row now.
Tell us about the fact that they're 0-6.
Throw it out the window. Mm-hmm. Throw it out the window because since they are 0-6, that gives them more motivation in this game because of the success that they've had in the previous year, saying, you know what, guys, this is a great opportunity to get ourselves back on track with a victory, understanding that. And then, like I said, being 0-6, who doesn't want to win? So that motivates them that much more.
How much is a factor that it's hot down there? They played up a lot down in Miami, that it's so hot. How difficult is playing down there in September, October? It's still 75, 80 degrees.
You know, whether it might be a factor here and there, but if you just hydrate, you know, take care of your body throughout the week. I mean, we just finished playing, you know, it wasn't cold in Dallas either. We understood that. And I think once you get around to this time of the year, you know, just hydrate and take care of your body, and the rest will take care of itself. It'll be a little hot, but it shouldn't be that much of a factor.
Well, if they just traded Chris Chambers and give Ted Ginn a little more time out on the field,
yep.
What do you think of that, and how much are you looking forward to seeing that?
Obviously, they're trying to get their draft pick. They're trying to get their bang for their buck. You know, what can you say about it? Start watching more film on Ginn Jr.
Ellis, what are your thoughts about maybe getting Richard back?
Glad to have him back. You know, glad to have anybody back that that's come off the PUP. You know, jump into the program. We're not asking for much. All you need to do is do your job. That's the bottom line.
Sammy Morris is out. He had 550 pounds fall on him. Can you imagine that ever happening to you?
Oh yeah, I broke my collarbone 3 times, so I know exactly what he's feeling. All throughout high school, I said to if somebody 550 some whatever pounds, I don't think they were that big in high school, but somebody's landing on me this exact same way 3 times. So, you know, my prayers go out to him. I was hoping that it wasn't something to that degree or whatever it is. I don't know exactly, but it's something in the collarbone. So, you know, I know how it feels.
Patrick Creighton, after you all beat them by 21 points, said that the defense wasn't as advertised. You guys weren't as good as you all were advertised. What is your reaction to?
Next question. Nah, I mean, hey, same story, man. We've heard it before, so whatever. It's, you know, that's why we have 60 minutes. You have 60 minutes to prove what you got out there. And bottom line, we won the game, and, you know, we're worried about week 7. It's over with. You know, all the hype, all the hoopla, like I said, at the end of the day, you got to play the game in between the white lines. The results are in. Let's move on.